from KQED.
You can look up the price of pretty much everything online, cars, hotels, summer camps, but not healthcare. So KQED and sister station KPCC in Los Angeles decided to join forces with clearhealthcosts.com, a health cost transparency advocate, to collect pricing data from you, the California consumer. The results so far have been quite illuminating. Lisa Alaferis of KQED's State of Health blog joins us to share the results. Thank you for being here.
Good to be here, Rachel.
So let's talk about mammograms first, as that's the first call out you guys put out. What did we find out?
So we're in the middle of crowdsourcing this data, and already we've had enough submissions to see the prices that insurers paid is ranging statewide from about $134 to about $1,200.
So that's a big...
It's a big variation.
Yeah.
It's quite common in healthcare. Many people don't know this, but that kind of variation, very common.
Why is it so common?
There are lots of reasons for that. It has to do with the crazy quilt of healthcare pricing. There's a charge master price that virtually no one pays, and then insurers negotiate discounts with providers down from there, but those payments are not public. Those are sealed in the contract negotiations. So it can be very hard for consumers or employers to find out what's being paid for healthcare.
Now, I'm used to bargain hunting for things like toilet paper, but is it a good idea to bargain hunt when it's my healthcare at stake?
Well, unfortunately, there's no correlation between cost and quality in healthcare. So it's entirely possible that the place down the street that's a lot cheaper would be just as good a quality. And for example, someone I know who works in a major East Bay hospital here in the Bay Area performing mammograms said that when they have women come in who are uninsured and are going to be paying out of their own pocket for a mammogram, they direct people to the freestanding facility down the street because it can be hundreds of dollars cheaper. So it's worth calling and asking, what is your self-pay price or what is your cash price? If you don't have insurance, it makes sense to ask.
I can imagine this topic of discussion is intensely important to somebody paying cash. But what about all those people listening now who have employer-provided health insurance?
So that matters to everyone because healthcare costs are spiraling in this country. And if your employer is having to pay a lot more for your health insurance, which they are, then they have less money to give you a raise. So people are paying for it. It seems like employees are not, but they are. In addition, mammograms are supposed to be provided at no copay to consumers. That's part of the Affordable Care Act. But in most other procedures, people are meeting a deductible. The high deductible health plans are very common, especially like cover California plans too. So shopping around, asking around on price for these kinds of procedures that can be scheduled might save you hundreds or maybe thousands of dollars.
What are you hoping to learn as this Project Price Check continues in the coming weeks and months?
Well, we're running this project for 4 months. That's what we're funded for. We're hoping it will go longer. But we're hoping to shine a light to help consumers understand, first of all, that there is variation. People, I think, presume that there's some kind of standardization in prices. There's not. And we also want to be able to show people what the variation is in these costs, so people can think that they can shop around, that they can ask about price.
There might be options in your area between different healthcare providers.
That's correct.
Lisa Alaferis, thank you for talking with us.
Rachel, great to be here.
That's Lisa Alaferis, editor of the State of Health blog, and currently up to her ears in medical bills for this new user-generated database called Price Check. Join the conversation. Share what you've paid for healthcare or what your insurance company has paid for healthcare. Pull out your files and head online to californiareport.org/pricecheck.